Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With infinite complacence, people went to and fro the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
On the latest episodes of Jim Harold's Campfire, you can hear experiences of physical attacks both in-home and out on an investigation, messages from beyond, and a woman who actually loves living in her haunted home. Now, if the teasers for these tales don't entice you enough, how about the fact that Jim Harold's shows have been downloaded over 60 million times? Yeah. If you love Into the Fray, The Campfire will be right up your alley. The encounters range from hauntings to UFOs, cryptids, and just plain old stump ya weird. So, do me a favor and follow Jim Harold's Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to Into the Fray. Well, Jesse, welcome on. Today, we're actually going to be talking about Lake Tahoe, the Lake Tahoe area, right, which it is actually in both California and Nevada, and we're going to be covering something very recently that happened to you, and it happened just last year, right?
Yeah, so it happened around July 1st, so we're coming up on that anniversary date. Little backstory, I was spending the summer in Gardnerville. I was living on a ranch. At the time, my girlfriend at the time, she went to go visit some family.
She's been there for a while, so she would tell me about Lake Tahoe and how special it is to a lot of people. I'm originally from Lake Tahoe, so I relate to it because it's special to me. So basically, what happened to me was in the duration of 2 days. Or I should say 2 nights. At the time, she was visiting somebody from the East Coast. And I wanted to have my mountain time with my friends. My two friends, we go out and disperse camping somewhere in the United States. And since I was local in Lake Tahoe, they wanted to come up from Los Angeles area. on the first night, we were camping, we were staying south of South Lake Tahoe. So it's like, if you're coming from Nevada, from Gardnerville, and you want to go to South Lake Tahoe, and you want to avoid all the chaos of all the traffic, you take the I-88. And so that takes you to Tahoe Paradise. So there's a dispersed camping area around that area that has free camping, and as long as you, it's somewhat regulated, but it's pretty out there. The first night they basically camped, we, you know, had guy time, whatever. So basically they decided to leave. They went back to LA. And so I was the only one there that night, and it was nothing out of the, unusual. I went to bed, fell asleep, and probably around, I would say midnight to one, I would wake up to this big, big luminous light coming through my tent. I'm sorry, I could speak a lot more clear.
It's okay. Don't even worry. Weird. Yeah, just take your time. I know it's completely different, right? When you're trying to tell it start to finish out loud like this, I totally understand. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much like I could talk very articulately, but when it's something like this, it's like it glitches me. And that's basically what this experience was. It was like a glitch. So, okay, I'm in my tent. I'm trying to get some sleep, and then there's no roads around me. Basically, I'm sitting next to a creek. So all I hear is just maybe the stream and just the trees kind of crackling, but nothing out of the normal. I've camped everywhere through the United States, and sometimes alone, sometimes with people. So this is just nothing of the ordinary, but this light that was shining through my tent was just annoying. I actually woke up pretty upset because I wanted to go back to bed. I actually unzipped my tent zipper to look outside to see what this light was. And I look up in the sky and I see this very illuminated aqua blue light. And I just stare at it for a second. I'm like, oh, it's just the moon, full moon. That's it. Okay. Well, it looks actually really, really pretty. I'm going to go back to bed. So I went back to bed. I zipped my tent back up and went to sleep and never thought anything about it. So then the next day, which would be July 1st of 2021, it was a normal day. I did not think about what I saw last night. I didn't feel any kind of weird thing or anything wrong with me, just basically trying to enjoy my mountain time. So the next night, I didn't want to go back to camp. I wanted to kind of hang around Dateline in Lake Tahoe. Stayed there probably around till like probably 2 a.m. I didn't go to any bars. I just didn't want to be at camp, and I didn't want to go to the ranch. I just wanted to hang out in my car. I end up staying down in Carson City. I was actually going to go drive back to my campsite because I was too tired. And I just, at that moment, I just felt like I wanted to go back to camp. So I would start driving back to camp. It's really, really late. It would say like 2 a.m. And I'm going the same route that's just south of Lake Tahoe on the I-88. And so this is, everything gets pretty weird. What happened? The best way I could describe it is it's nothing like fear that you would see in a movie or someone jump scaring you or something that's just way, way different. It's like a glitch. You can't comprehend the experience. And so for it to get to that point, I was driving down the road, going back to camp, listening to music and just kind of, you know, enjoying my time. Looking at the stars, it was really pretty as I was driving. So I look to my left, which is my driver's side, at the wood line, and I see this white light. And it's kind of traveling through the trees. Initially, I thought it was maybe a truck or a car. that's just, you know, adjacent to me or follow me or whatever. They're just, I was trying to, I didn't think too much. I was just enjoying my music. I looked again, I looked at this light and it started kind of climbing elevation and it's zipping through the trees and I'm still looking at it and it's basically, it started lifting like a swing. It lifts up through the trees and I looked at it and just didn't know what I just saw. Then I would see a little red light come out of this white light. The white light did not change its shape. It stayed the same, but it's like it popped out a little red light, just a little smaller than that one. And they kind of went to different directions. The white light went up and the red light went towards the right, so towards the main city. And I didn't really, really understand what I saw. I'm probably about, what I would say, about 15 more minutes away from my campsite. But for some reason, I don't remember from that initial time where the red light left until about an hour later. And I'm somewhere in South Lake Tahoe on this roundabout. And sitting in my Jeep, I'm parked. And there's nobody around me. I'm just in this little roundabout, just wondering what happened, what just happened. I don't cry. I'm a pretty tough guy. I was in the military. I was a paratrooper for 5 years. It's just something that's just a very hard emotion to express. I was sobbing, I was crying, and I didn't understand why. I had no reason to. I looked at the time, I was like, where'd the time go? I lost an hour. Why am I in my car? Why am I sitting here? What just happened? I'm trying to comprehend, but I can't. And that's where I talk about glitch. And it's like my mind couldn't register what just happened, so it just went blank. And now that I'm waking up from whatever it was, it's not computing with me. I can't understand it. And you feel a bit frustrated and you feel a bit lost. After that, I ended up calling my friend who was just here camping with me. Calling in, I'm telling, hey, I pretty much tell him what I just said. He doesn't feed into it. He's just he's a very logical thinker. He's like, well, just get back to camp. And I was like, but I saw this. I saw this. He's like, no. Just go back to camp. Don't think about it. Talk about later. Where are you? And I was like, well, I'm not sure where I'm at. He's like, all right. He's like, I was just there. Describe what's around. So I described what's around. He's like, okay, I know where you're at. Just keep going. He just gave me directions back to camp. He was talking, my phone glitched. It was really hot. This is July in Tahoe in the Sierra Nevadas, so it doesn't get like Southern California or Nevada where it's completely fried. So it just fried and it dropped the call and it went completely shut off. And so I'm sitting there like, great. Try and turn it on and it's not working. And so I had to basically remember the directions he gave me, and I just started driving. I got to camp about maybe 10 minutes after that phone call. As soon as I pulled up to camp, my phone started working. And I turned it back on and called him, and I told him, hey, I'm okay, I'm at camp. And he's like, okay, cool, because I was just on the phone with park rangers to go find you. I'm glad you're okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. But I wanted to talk about what I saw with the lights. And he's like, no, let's just go back to bed. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't get off the phone with him because I really don't want to. And it's pitch black at night. And I'm realizing that it's pitch black. And I was like, well, hey, when you guys were here yesterday and the night before, do you remember staying a moon, like a full moon? And he's like, no, never never saw a moon since I've been up there. He's like, but just don't even think about it. Just go back to bed. I go back to my tent. I lay in my sleeping bag and I'm just trying to figure out, why did I see a moon? There's no really clouds, and the weather's great. Summer nights, there's no really much clouds. So there's no way that moon could have been covered by clouds. It starts getting a little more weird. I'm laying in my tent and all I hear is do, 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 do. Sounds like a helicopter. I unzip my tent again to look outside. I'm looking up in the sky. I see 5 helicopters and they're just circling around the whole area. And I'm just like, what's going on? I'm kind of like, I'm in a state of mind where it's like, this is now, it's getting kind of funny just because it's just something weird happens in the sky. The government shows up or something like that. And now I got 5 helicopters up in the sky and I'm just kind of like, what's going on here? Again, like I've worked for the government, so I know things happen and things are so not transparent. I'm not stupid, so I put the 2 dots together and I'm like, okay, something happened here. Don't understand what happened here. There's a presence that's further than my own that's investigating what's going on. So that just kind of justified that what I saw wasn't something in my head or something that I opportune or whatever. And all I know is there's proof right there with the helicopters. So I called my friend. I called my friend back and I wanted them to hear the helicopters. So I knew there was some kind of anchor to what was going on here. That it wasn't just me who's experiencing this. So I called my friend up. He hears the helicopter again. He says, go back to bed. And so I do so after the helicopters left. I went to sleep. The next day, my girlfriend came to her. She's very in tune into the paranormal. She's very in tune into what's not mainstream. So she's pretty open-minded. And so she was the first person I wanted to talk about this because I know that she would be knowledgeable about it. Her and her roommate. I'm telling them what happened over my last 2 nights. And so she's telling me, well, Lake Tahoe is a very, very special place for a lot of people. And I was like, well, yeah. She's like, well, there's just more than just, you or I. She's like, there's actually a government presence in Incline Village, which is north of Lake Tahoe. And they have a secret facility. And she knows this because her roommate is very wealthy. And so she owns a couple businesses in Tahoe, which is, you have to have money to have a business in Tahoe. So there's services that these people would want out of a roommate, like kind of healing services and whatnot. So she was like, yeah, so they're basically for the Washbu tribe, which is local Native Americans that they're Tahoe special. Apparently the government and people, and she said also, UFOs or USOs or interdimensional beings just a lot of things that probably like an energy source or something. And so they're like, well, what did you do yesterday for you to invite this to happen? I was like, well, it was a pretty normal day. I mean, I went to work and I was actually listening to Earthbook Chronicles. And she's like, well, there it is. She's like, you were listening to stuff in that kind of realm and you invited that in, which is, I don't know, I kind of really think was the correct kind of statement because I always listen to podcasts that kind of like this one and everything
Jesse,
else.
Just real quick, sorry to interrupt you, but it broke out at the worst time. You said you were listening to Sasquatch Chronicles, right?
Yeah.
So, because sometimes I know that Wes covers other things besides Sasquatch. Were you listening to a Sasquatch-themed show, or was it something else?
It was a Sasquatch and Dogman theme.
Okay.
And so it had nothing to do with UFOs, so that's why it was like, didn't feel like that was the necessary kind of a door to open.
Like the catalyst, right?
For whatever happened.
Yeah. Sorry for the interruption. So, I was just wondering about that. But
okay. No, you're good.
Yeah, continue.
So she's, you know, explaining to me all this, and to be upfront, she says, well, we actually have a portal on the ranch, and there's things that happen in that portal, and that's why we don't keep horses on that ranch, because they freak out. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I didn't really know what to think about it. Again, it's been almost a year, and it still confuses me, and I still feel like I'm still glitched. It's weird. I mean, I've grown up seeing ghosts. I lived on a reservation, so there's a lot of things that happen with medicine men. And as a kid, I would experience things. And so it was just the norm. And so it was so normal to see kind of the paranormal. But as soon as this happened, I mean, I'm 36, so I'm not kind of like, I have my bearings. I know who I am. But something like with this, that night was just a glitch, and I can't articulate fluently on what it is that I saw, because it kind of shuts my brain where it makes me hit those roadblocks. I ended up actually going camping again in Yosemite, probably about 6 months later, with my buddies, and the same guy I was on the phone. We're sitting there, we're talking about catching up, and we're letting my other friend know about what happened to me that night, and me calling my buddy who was there. It's weird, because he tells me, I told him at the moment, completely different story, and some changes, I should say. So we're on the campfire, and I'm saying, yeah, this is what happened. I saw this light, and I lost time, and don't understand what happened. And he's like, whoa, you told me something different. I was like, well, what did I tell you? He's like, well, you told me that you're driving and you saw this white light, and you saw a red light come out of this white light, like I stated. He's like, but you said you got out of the car and you walked towards this white light. And then you said this white light turned into this white creature, and it started chasing you through the forest. And you started running back to your car. I'm like, well, I don't remember that. So he was like, no, yeah, you said you saw this white creature chasing you, and you forgot what happened. And then that's when you called me at the roundabout. And I was like, yeah, I don't remember that. So I thought that was weird that I vocalized something that I saw that I don't remember that. I have no idea, but it has not scared me from going camping in the woods. Even, I mean, camping alone, I've seen bears, I've seen grizzlies. I'm here in Montana, see right now, they're pretty active. Even Bigfoot and Sasquatch is there. Apparently there's some up here too, up around here on Glacier. So it's stuff like that. It's nothing, I find it fascinating. But when it's something like that, those two nights, I'm just glitched out.
That's funny. Right when you said glitched out, your phone glitched out. It's having such a hard time every once in a while. Yeah, it's so weird. Okay, so.
Oh, man.
A few questions. Do you, looking back on that first night, you crawl out of the tent, you're annoyed by this light, which immediately you probably should have thought it was weird, but you didn't. And then to top that off, you look at the light and go, huh, look at that. That's really cool. Look at the moon. And then you went back into your tent and went to sleep. Do you feel like that was someone or something implanting that thought in your mind that, oh, this is just the moon, Jesse, just go back to sleep?
Possibly. I mean, it's funny because I looked at the lunar cycle for that time and that location. And I just looked up 2 days ago again. And it was like a quarter of a moon or something. It was not even a full moon. Mm. And so that's what stumps me more, that what I saw was not a moon.
Right.
But at that time, I thought it was. So that could have been it. Something to say, hey, go back to sleep. It's just the moon. Pretty normal. It worked.
And what about the fact that you said when you were a kid, because something that as you're talking, I'm just jotting things down. And something that I jotted down was to talk about any dreams when you were younger or even not quite as young, or any childhood memories that were strange. And then you mentioned that you were, when you were a kid, you did experience things. What kind of things would you experience? And you don't have to go into the full detail of all of it, of course, if you don't want to, but was it mostly seeing ghosts and things like that, or maybe ghostly quote unquote activity in your home?
So when I grew up, I lived in a haunted house and I didn't know it was haunted. I would see things in the ceiling and I was terrified of the windows. I would sleep, since I was 13, I would sleep on the floor because I didn't want to see. I'd rather be hanging out with the spiders underneath the bed than hanging out with whatever is looking at me in my room. I always perceived it as a ghost or an entity just because I didn't know what aliens and UFOs were until probably around 14 or 15. As far as like the graves and whatever, I thought it was just all science fiction. So I would have dreams about my bathroom and these things staring at me in the little window of the bathroom above the bathtub. And the reason my house was haunted, I've had other experiences where I've run into things in the hallway at night. That was my first experience to any of this. And it was just a very dark, dark figure. It's darker than night, just a shadow of a thing. And so that kind of opened the floodgates of whatever it was I was experiencing as a kid. I didn't say anything about it. I didn't say anything to anybody until in my teens when we moved out. And I actually telling my mom about what happened. And she's like, yeah, your aunt is actually a medium. And she says there's something in that house that's not good. And so that justified, or it made me kind of like, okay, well, there is something that I saw and experienced, and there is something that in my room that made me want to go sleep on the floor. It terrified me as a kid. I was like, well, you know, when I grow up, I want to live in a house with no windows. And I for some reason, I thought being in the city would be the safest spot, which is obviously
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We changed because now I'm here in Montana where it's nothing but mountains. I camp alone all the time. So I've not lived in fear because of it. I've just accepted it. Even when I was in the military, I was stationed in Fort Bragg, and we would do kind of like, we'd do field ops where we go out and we do, drills and whatnot. And even those forests, there are things out there. What do you call them? Shadow people. Pretty much in the glimpse of your eye, you look and you only see them for even a millisecond, and they just sit behind the trees and they watch you.
And the guys will talk about these shadow figures. This is something that's discussed at Fort Bragg.
Not really. Maybe amongst us enlistment guys.
What these things in the ceiling that you're talking about that made you sleep on the floor so you wouldn't have to look at them, what did they look like?
They were kind of like, I would say smoky. Not really like a figure where you can define like eyes, a nose, and a mouth, but just a smoky presence. I don't even want to say an orb, but just a smoky, transparent figure. There'd be more than one. There'd just be a couple of them. And they'd probably hover probably about maybe 4 or 5 feet over my bed. That's making me wanting to put my head over under my pillow and sleep on my stomach so I didn't have to see that. So, yeah.
And what about the thing staring in the bathroom window? What did they look like?
Oh, they looked like a straight-up demon. Yeah, that was like like if a demon was trying to crawl through the window, but it was too big and it only could get its arm on the ledge of the window, but it would just like someone was smashing movie silly putty into a small little container. So it was trying to ooze out into the bathroom. That's funny. I had that dream when I was maybe 9 and I'm 36 now and I still remember it very vividly.
And you just had that dream the one time?
As a kid, I had it a couple times, the same dream. And then my dream theme has completely changed since maybe when I got out of the Army. So probably in my late 20s till now, I dream about basically... Yeah, most of my dreams are now are about things that... I guess what the things that are chasing me, or it's a lot of it is... the reason I'm kind of hesitant to saying it is because it just sounds weird to me. But yeah, a lot of things is like alien takeover. A lot of it is apocalyptic kind of themes. And it's just, it's every night I dream stuff like that. Last year, there is another medium that lives here in Kalispell. And I wanted, there was a seminar that she was performing. And so basically she gave a platform to everybody to kind of ask questions. So I actually volunteered to go up there and talk to her in front of everybody about it. And I didn't want to bring up any of what I just told you, but more as I was wanting to express to her, why is my upbringing so weird with UFOs and aliens and ghosts and weird mystic things that watch me at night. And so she told me that basically in my past life, I was a medicine man in my tribe and that something wasn't resolved. So it carried on to this next life. I am actually Navajo and Apache. So this whole other kind of, I guess, this second life or whatever you want to call it. She said, yeah, there's things that weren't settled. So they fall into this one because you need to settle them. So I actually, she's like, you need to go cleanse yourself. And so actually that's what I did. I went up to Glacier and I went to do this cleanse on the Blackfoot Reservation. And she was right. It just kind of went all the way.
And what about, I mean, even before the cleanse, it can be after or before. Have you had any strange occurrences in your home after the UFO sightings over those two nights or any health issues?
Health issues, no. And since that night, I guess what it is a lot of it didn't want to know. And as far as my mental and my physical health, it's been very prospering. Any foreign things in me. I've not, other than just the dreams, from the dreams until the cleanse, it's not been, nothing's been out of the normal. So it's just maybe something that happened to me was a good thing,
but I can't comprehend it.
And part, a lot of me doesn't want to know because I know they do, hypnotist therapy to recall on lost time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, I don't want to know because I don't really want to open that door. And I, you know, when you go to sleep, that's like your peace time. And I don't want anything to ruin that peace time. So I kind of just leave it alone. But other than feel like I need to verbalize what it is that I saw, what I experienced, not just for me, but maybe somebody else out there that doesn't, you know, it's too macho to say something, but wants to kind of hear somebody else's story and kind of connect their dots and their own story. Cause I've, you know, heard other people's abductions and everybody feels like theirs is unique, but I've never the feeling of how it was to feel like you're in the matrix and things just bugged out and you're glitched. It's just a new experience for me.
When your friend said, hey, Jesse, that's not the story you told me. You told me you got out of your Jeep, walked towards the light, and then the white light turned into this white creature, which then chased after you in the woods, which is horrifying to even think about. Did he mention that you said what this creature looked like at all?
When he told me that, it confused me because it was like, wait, that's not what I remember. But he's the kind of guy who he's not going to BS me. So, or he's not like going to amplify my story. He's like, again, he was telling me to go back to bed after that night, but he didn't tell me that I described anything to him, what it looked like, rather than it was just this white creature. So it's kind of one of those things. Maybe I just, if what he says is true, then it must have just went out. It's funny because they say a lot of Sasquatch encounters, a lot of anything has to do with light. And so maybe that light, some people, when they run into Sasquatch, they feel that was the only time I felt that was like a bridge, is that they felt like they're confused too with whatever they saw. They just feel very disoriented. And so maybe that's why I don't remember what it looked like, because I was disoriented and I couldn't comprehend what it is that I was probably staring at. So maybe my brain tried to simplify it by making it into a light.
Does it ever cross your mind or make you nervous about what may have gone on within the hour that you lost that night?
Yeah. Since then, it kind of trying to think about it. And some of the preparation on what it is to reflect on what happened. So you don't really remember a lot of the finer details. I just remember just listening to my music and then just pretty much seeing those weird two lights do its thing. And then that's where I just completely, it was like a 360 mood shift, and lost time was just something that it terrifies me to even know what happened. And I asked myself, well, maybe I've been experienced this my entire life and I just didn't realize it until now. And so I thought about that, and it's like everything is always connected. And so maybe this is just another connection to whatever it was. And you mentioned earlier that I used to live on a reservation. We would have a lot of things like us, what we don't like to talk about, because we feel like if we talk about it, we bring it in. And so when I was working at the casino, even then on the actual res, there'd be things that come in the bedroom. This particular night, I was laying with my ex-wife, and we were both asleep. I woke up. And I looked in the corner of the bed that's on her side, and there was this black figure just hovering over her and just staring at her. I looked at it, and of course I've seen this, you know, most of my entire life. So I looked at it and like, oh, screw this. I'm too tired. I'm going to go back to bed. And that's exactly what I did. And I didn't tell her because I worked graveyard at the casino, and I didn't want to scare her because I know that she sleeps, you know, 5 days a week alone. As terrifying as that sounds, that's nothing compared to what I experienced last year in Tahoe.
The thing is, the more, what seems to be the more terrifying aspects on the surface is stuff that you're not even remembering that you even told anybody. Like, to me, the light turning into the creature, I mean, that is so very strange. And you actually getting out of the vehicle versus staying in, and then just all of a sudden you're sitting parked at a roundabout, is a completely different experience than what your friend heard about. That's pretty scary.
That doesn't make sense to me. It's like, I now that you, that I guess I'm thinking about this more, since I was camping, I can't stay here and look at my boots to see if there was like fresh mud on my shoes or anything, or I believe in what he says, because that's probably the most accurate story or accurate truth, is when you tell somebody something that just happened and you remember it and it's fresh in your mind. From the time I told him whatever it was, a creature, there had been a time gap from then till now where I just remember a light. I end up because I'm actually an artist, an illustrator. I end up actually drawing two pictures on that night, where one is where I saw the moon, where I thought it was a moon. And then the other was the shine of whatever was in the sky coming through my tent. But it's funny, I drew those two pictures of night one, and I don't even want to draw the second night.
Mm.
Because I don't know if that's maybe will unlock something. And then it's just, I guess I haven't reached that point where I'm ready to open that door.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to share with me, or maybe even the listeners as well, the drawings from night one?
Yeah, I can email those to you.
That would be great. I would really like to see that. And I'm sure a lot of other people would too. Yeah, and you already, I jotted down kind of what my final question was, and you already said it, and it was, do you think all your experiences are connected? And you said, yes, you do. You do feel that way. And I don't know if you actually listened to my very last episode, the We Will Be Back For You episode. I would really like for you to listen to that one, Jesse. You know, seeing craft, and that actually is what started a whole bunch of experiences for this person. So definitely give that a listen when it comes out, and I would like to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll definitely give that a check out. Now that you brought that up, I do remember being on the res, and this is actually the second time seeing something in the sky. And the first time was at the house that I was living at on the res, and there was this light that was making all the coyotes going crazy and all my dog going crazy. And it's nothing as this incident, but it's something that was just a very fast kind of encounter, where it was just the light kind of glazing through the night sky, and all the coyotes were going crazy, and my dog was going crazy. So I go outside to keep him quiet, and he's just staring up in the sky looking at this light. Then the coyotes just stop yipping and whatever. And I'm trying to get my dog in the house, and I look back at the night sky and see this light, and it's going slowly and it stops. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe it's a plane that's going, north, and then it's changing its directions towards me. So it's an illusion that looks like it stopped, and maybe it's just really going towards me. But then this sucker just like supersonic booms to the south towards like Mexico. And that's where I go, whoa. And then that's when my dog kind of regained kind of awareness, and then all the coyotes just start yapping again. Maybe that's connected to everything else that I'm seeing, that I'm experiencing, whether I'm, in North Carolina and San Diego or in Tahoe or in Montana.
Well, so, that's my fault. I assumed that the Tahoe area was your only UFO sightings. So that's extremely interesting. When was this on the reservation? When did that occur?
So this happened in 2012 in the spring in San Diego.
Oh, and
like East County.
San Diego. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know why I just assumed that the Tahoe experiences were your only UFO. So that adds another layer to things.
I figured maybe that word connection, maybe this is all connected in some way.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to think so. The more I do this, I'm like, it's got to be somehow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because, like, the reason I haven't really, I guess, thought too much about this UFO stuff, because I don't meet a lot of people who have encounters. More Bigfoot. Being in Montana in the Sierra Nevadas, there's a lot more of that people talk about. And it's funny because I met this old timer up here in Montana, that's a logger. And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, there's like three tribes of Bigfoot in Montana around this area, and Hungry Horse. And he's showing me all these pictures of these huts. And he's like, yeah, they smell terrible. He's like, but I don't really talk about them, the other, loggers, because, I don't want to lose my job. But, there are some times that I go hiking in Glacier National Park, and early in the morning, I do hear whooping, like the Sierra sounds. And initially, I would think it was like a bird, but the lung capacity of whatever that was is just bigger than my lungs. So it's something that just fit, that's just more common to talk about than abduction.
Yeah, I think the abduction phenomenon just has so many different tendrils, and you can quickly go down all of these different rabbit holes, and none of them can be an assumption, and none of them can be to where somebody just knows for sure what happened to them. Or the opposite is, nor can you reach out to someone, and then they'll tell you exactly what happened to you or why.
Yeah, it's like we don't understand it fully. We just see what we see on movies, and
right,
and that's our best interpretation of what experience is. But maybe we're so far not correct about the whole thing, and the only clues we have are the people who really want to talk about it. It's not as cinematic as the movies make it. Just a lot more, I guess it's simplified, but it's not simplified, if that makes sense.
Oh, it's 100% makes sense. Yeah. I know that it's hard for you guys to come on and do this, and it's completely different, as I said in the very, very beginning, to have it stuck in your head and even be thinking about it. Even if you think about it every day, it's different from sitting down and speaking it out loud to somebody start to finish. I know that that's not an easy thing to do, and several of you guys lately have done that to where not even a whole lot of people have heard your encounters, and I just appreciate you being willing to come on.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that there's a platform for me to, and people that experience this, that I just share. It's funny how when something like this happens, like, again, I'm a very fluent, articulate speaker, but when it comes to something like this weird, it just stumps my brain, and I can't spit words as fluently as I want to. And anytime I mention this to a friend out here, and I've mentioned this to my cousin, and of course my hiking buddies, and those are the only times that it just makes me stutter. It just makes me very choppy speaker when I talk about this.
Like it doesn't want you talking about it, right?
It's like I'm supposed to keep quiet or shut my mouth about it. But when it comes to like, oh yeah, I've seen weird things in my bathroom, and things on the res or things at Glacier, like I could just say it very like nonchalant. But when it's this, it's just weird.
Again, Jesse, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. I'll forward those pictures right after this phone call. I appreciate your time.
Well, I'm so-and-so. I was given this name by my parents. I've been to such and such a college. I've done these things in my profession. I produce a little bark. Buddha says, forget it. That's not true. That's some story. That's all gone. That's all past. I want to see the real you who are now. Well, nobody knows who that is. Because we don't know ourselves except through listening to our echoes. Consulting our memories. But then there's a real evil, and that again leads us back to this question. Who are you? That is the real. We shall see how they play with this exam. By the koans, to get you to come out of your shell and find out who you really are. reincarnation. That after your funeral, you know, you will suddenly become somebody different, living somewhere else. They will say reincarnation means this, that if you sitting here now are really convinced that you're the same person who walked in at the door half an hour ago, you'll be reincarnated. If you are liberated, you will understand that you're not. The past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. There is only the present. That's the only real you that there is. The Zen master Dogen put it this way. He said, spring does not become summer. First there is summer, and then there is spring.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.